In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today's gospel beautifully reflects the invitation of God of all to come and share in his divine life. And specifically in the gospel, our Lord reflects upon those who were invited that did not come. And this, of course, has two reflections. One is at his time, the people who would not accept him as Lord and Messiah, who would not recognize him as the Savior of the world, and who turned away from him. But also throughout history, those who would not accept God's invitation. God strives to draw all people to him, to share in his divine life, And so also we have a response to make in this, and that our response is to open our hearts and our wills to God. I know as a priest, when I was working as a friar in Australia, I would hear many times excuses from people why they would not go to church on Sunday. One was, and it's just reminded me of the gospel. Well, one was said, well, that's the day that I work on my veggie garden and weed my garden and take care of my veggie patch. Another, that's the day that I take care of my car and I wash and clean my car and take care of it. And so sadly, people put emphasis on many things in their life, but the one thing that's the most important is the soul, which is often neglected. And so our Lord is just trying to remind us not to neglect the care of our soul, that our true destiny, our true purpose is heaven, and that we should never allow anything to distract us from that path. That's why it's so important. I celebrate a votive mass when I can in honor of the guardian angels. Our guardian angels are so powerful to help us. They're so powerful to help us in our walk with Christ and our living our life and following Jesus. And we perhaps often forget to ask our guardian angel for help. Today we also want to pray for our nation. I'm so happy to hear children here. It never bothers me as a priest to hear children crying. Because it's a reminder of the life of the church, the life of children. Jesus said, let the little children come to me. And we want to pray for our nation today in a very special way, that all might recognize the sacredness of human life, that human life is so sacred, and that we want to pray for our nation that the lives of the unborn will be protected today on this election day. May our guardian angels above all help us in walking with Jesus, and that we may keep our hearts on that path to strive always each day in living our life in preparation for heaven. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.